are asking the Royal Mail to change its decision to relocate their local sorting office to Hartlepool. Now, hundreds of people have signed a petition because they're worried they'll have to do the 20-mile trip round trip to Hartlepool to collect their parcels. Now, yesterday I had a chat with Councillor Lucy Hovels, and she told me the difference this move would make to people living in the local area.
There's two issues. There's an issue around the post office and there's an issue around the sorting office. The sorting office is where they sort out the post, ready for delivery, parcels, etc. It comes from Hartlepool and then it's sorted out in the sorting office and then redistributed across the communities. And I'm talking about all the communities across the Trimden, and we have four. And the post office is only open 2 half-days a week, which is not a good service, because the people of Trimden will want a bank and obviously use and make sure that we keep our local services. It's hard times for people at present. People are feeling the financial strain, and this would even put more strain on families having to travel to Hartlepool to collect their mail if they happen to be out. And it's actually impossible in the winter because we get blocked off, as you know. No, Gary, Trimden's is about 9-10 miles away from Hartlepool, and not everybody's got a car or even can access public transport.
So when did you find out about this issue, Lucy? Was this something that was flagged up to you?
It was flagged up to me by having a conversation on my doorstep with somebody. And I realised from the conversation I was having that these things were happening in the community, but the community were unaware of it. And it's important when things are happening in the community is informed.
What would the normal process be if there was an issue over, say, with the Royal Mail of that sorting office? Would there be some sort of consultation with you as the local councillor in the local community?
Sorry, Gary, we'd probably start with the MPs, I would have thought, and then it would filter down.
Have you spoken to the local MP to see whether he was informed prior to this?
Yeah, I have spoke to him, and he didn't say he'd been informed of it. What he said was he would go off and have a conversation with the minister that would be who deals with it, and he would come back.
Has this disappointed you? Because the thing is, as you say, open dialogue with the local community, if explanations are put forward, reasonable people will just go, yeah, fair enough. But this doesn't seem to have been any negotiation on this.
No, you think the first part of call would be to the local representatives, whether that be the county councillor or even the parish councillor. But it hadn't been to the parish. It was myself who put it on the parish council agenda to make sure that they were aware, and again, put it out in the public domain.
So what have you garnered from the local community when you've brought this up and put the information out there?
Horror. People are shocked that this was happening and they weren't made aware of it. And the other thing is, you just feel that the community haven't been consulted and been part of any plans that may be taking place, which affects them.
Is this another service that's been taken away from the villages? Because we lost our banks, lost, you know, the post office seemed to be disappearing. This is just another...
The post offices have gone into shared use, haven't they? They've gone into other shops, like in Trimden Grange. They've gone into the local general dealer store and in other places, news agents. But this sorting office and this post office, it's a main office. So, you know, if that one was to close, what's that knock-on effect with others?
So you've set a petition up. How's that going?
Well, there was 800 signatures on the petition. And obviously with the COVID, it's been really difficult. But when I'm talking to people, people are saying they're worried about people's jobs because there are 6 local people who work there. And already they've said the pressure on those 6 people because they do the whole of Trimden's and the outlying and farms, places like that.
What have the Royal Mail had to say about the representation you've put forward to them?
Well, I'm waiting for something coming back. I'm sure they'll be picking that petition up today and having a look at it carefully. And I left my number with them, so I'm hoping they'll come back. I mean, the thing is, you can't just move people either. You've got to make sure health and safety and all them safeguards is in place.
Absolutely, yeah.
We all rely on the post. We are postwomen.
Absolutely, just
they're vital. And especially in the middle of this crisis, they're the people that's delivering some of the
vital service
out to the communities. And these will be the people involved in the testing, no doubt.
So that's Councillor Lucy Hovels, who's the ward councillor for the Trimdons. And she sounds exasperated. Well, we got in touch with the Royal Mail, and a Royal Mail spokesperson said, after careful consideration, Royal Mail has decided to relocate its delivery operation from Trimdon to Hartlepool Delivery Office. There will be no impact on our customers, who will continue to be served by the same postmen and women, who will still start and finish their delivery rounds in Trimdon. We also expect our customers to continue to pick up items that could not be delivered first time around from the Trimdon Post Office. The Post Office is genuinely a hub of the community. And if you've got any stories, if you've got anything that's happened to you in your part of the world like that, and you'd like to tell us about it, 0800 85 95 95. This is your BBC Radio Tees.